find the simon.
Simon Shin Lama Dalad. We're holding by Siftes. Mr. Brewer on Siftes. It's a Siftot and Chof. So the luck is he can, besides saving himself, he can tell others to come and be matzah luchem. They can't save for him, they can save for themselves. Because they're only mad to him to save three meals for himself for Shabbos, not more. If they, he can't ask them, but they may on their own go and save for him. Fine. So if they're going to be matzel for him more than three sudas. Now the Shulchan Aruch's lashon was, he can tell others go and be matzel, each one for themselves three meals. Now I'm telling you, you can do more than three meals. The answer is, if you're doing it for the balabayas, you can do more than three meals. If they're saving for themselves. Once it's their own thing, so maybe they have it as an element of behilus. It's now yours, so you're saving for yourself. You want to save as much as you could. So Chazal said, no, only three meals. You're saving for somebody else. The behilus isn't there. Whatever I do, whatever I don't do. So there's no reason why you should limit it. Chal Nilbosh, and they can put on, they can wear as much as they want. That he can ask them to do for him. Hanu Bishvili, save for me. Because the same way he's allowed to keep adding more and more clothing, like we saw before in the last Siv. Now, the Ikar Pesach was he allowed to add more clothing for himself so he can have somebody else to do for him. The Bezanus, Rishum, the Lachazi, like Kim Gimel Sudas, he only allowed to take three meals for himself. He has to tell them to save for themselves. You can take as many, you could use all the clothing. Potentially, the clothing could be used. There's no reason why they have to save for themselves. Now, it says, the Shulchan Aruch continues, says, if they want to keep, they can keep it. That's referring to food, because he was only allowed to ask them, they should save for themselves. But clothing, he asked them to save for him, so they can't take it for themselves. It's not after. Point one. Point two, that they can keep going back and doing another rounds, etc. They can keep it. He told them, take for yourself. He didn't say those words. It's not hefker. Okay. I was planning to get people which I would ask them to say for themselves, but I know they would return to me. So I wasn't after it. So the fact, if he didn't say it, he wasn't after it, so they can't take for themselves. Let's say he did say that, and Mikra, then they could take it for themselves, but they didn't want to, they felt bad. He doesn't really want him after it, so they don't really want to take advantage of it. His loss, so they can return it to him, but they can ask for payments for their work. The mikara lav adaita discarpula naksi. Schar Shabbos is when you went with the intent of getting paid for it. Okay. They rezeicha these items from Hefker. And now they're sort of like selling the item back to him for the cost of their work. So that's not Schar Shabbos. Okay. If they already returned it and then they're asking for payments, in other words, it wasn't like they're selling it back, they already gave it back. Now they're asking for payments, so what's Mechayim to pay? Once you returned it already, you can't say, well, it's my item, I'm sort of selling it back for the cost of my work, because you already gave it back. And therefore, when he does pay him, Schar Shabbos, he's paying for his work, not as a redemption of the item, but rather for the work. So that's a problem with Schar Shabbos. That Din Malchusa is binding over here. If they said that the people who are Miyayish under circumstances of fire, that the populace is not allowed to take advantage of that. Right? If that's what the law is, the that should be binding. So why are we saying they're allowed to take it from Hefker? And so the Mishnah Berurah says no. After the Hacha Shani Kiman Shomer Atzila Lachem, there's no Din Machus over here. He said explicitly, take it for yourselves. See, if the guy the fire is burning, people go and run the items. So the law says that they have to give back to the owner. So I, the guy said, Miyayish, Din Machus says there's no Yish. If the guy said explicitly, take it for yourselves, then he said it. It's better not to take even the scar at all, just give the item back, don't get paid for it, that's preferred. Okay. Sif Yud. All of these things that we're permitting, we're taking the meal, 3 meals worth of food, clothing that you're carrying, or kosis, kiternios, all these things. And all the chutz acheres hamurevis. I will love the shenim murevis. You can only take it to chutz, which is more with it. It means you cannot bring over any siddur rabbanon at all. But the chutz shenim murevis, it's a separate chutz. You can't carry there. Comes the Ramal, and the Ramal says, "I go yesh v'kilim afal shenim murevis." They permit you to go to another shenim murevis. And Mishabura says, "We're talking about." They're referring to the case of wearing clothing. Since you're wearing it, so then it's mutter. But they agree, anything that you're carrying, it's on tachatz and merevs. But the mishavur and yud, chafhei, sefkat and chafhei, call it tzol, the bottom line. Hainu, ben atzol demozin, the shalosh sudas, both the three meals, kli tashmishav, the kelim that he needs, his forks, knives, etc. Ben atzol demabushim, the clothing, you can wear two items of clothing, one on top of the other. Sometimes a person wears double layers. It's not considered carrying. So what's the problem? The same problem we have over here, that he's involved in saving. The more you're makel, the more the person's going to forget and go over the boundary and do too much and put out the fire. Over here, Hakel Kimon that's Salak Kosik. The Chashin and Tvei, the Minshi Shu Shabbos, he'll forget it Shabbos. So Yavoi the Chabbos, he'll come to put out the fire. V'yesh Mekilim, let's read a little high sword. The V'yesh Mekilim argue by the case of clothing. The Nachman Malbushim Bezet Tvei Mivalma. Why should we make clothing more usher than general? So understand food issue. Should we be makel? And allow you, because of the situation, what's all to carry even to the Chatur Shein and Merevis? No. But to make it more usur, that you're carrying already, you can't carry it to the Chatur Shein and Merevis because as you're wearing it, let me stop here. Lachem Akila Neel Ziz Motur. Now, we should know, Vamabushim Kaima, that Allah, the maker is only on clothing. When you're Mosin Shalas Suras, or Kli Tashmishin, surely they agree if you're carrying it in your hand, someone to chutzim merevus. Malbushim at shetiru matirim. I know dafka kashul loy v'shalom derech malbush. Shabu kashul loy says some biyadoi. But divim shar kelim. I'm carrying. Person walks out carrying some scarves and gloves in his hands. So there'd be the same problem. Only chutzim merevus. They allow you to wear the after shenim merevus chavov. You're wearing them, so why can't you take it to Rishas Rabbim? Okay. Abach posa keder harishayno, that everything, even if you're wearing it on the chutzim rebbes, I will call achrenim posa kedez. All of the other achrenim are passing like the shita, second shita, that clothing you can wear it into even chutzim rebbes. Okay. First sheet is the Rambam. Second sheet is the Yud Aleph. Comes along this sefer and it says another kula. I'm sorry, this is the heter of the smag. I'm sorry, that was the end of sef Yud. Comes along the Baal HaTshuva. Yesh Omrim. We're going to say kula that the Chol HaTzolah Shamarnu he lechot shel mavi hasmuchim l'vshas harab. Megam enem makarim. The Baal HaTshuva holds that the gzera over here that is not just enough that gzera might come to put out the fire, because putting out the fire is a mocha said it's a gufa. Usually he's doing it to make pechomim. He has intent to make his house into pechomim, not mistaver, right? And I'll say, oh great, so now you know, burn down the house, but at least I'll have you know good embers to make some fire with. Anything you know, like no, usually not as kavana. So what it says, it words is in melacha d'rabbanan. So we're making a gzera out of melacha d'rabbanan. Tara says there's always a chashash that a person might come to carry it out. And once the person is in this saving mode, he'll put out fires, he'll carry things to the Rishas Rabbim, he'll do whatever it takes to save. You know, if he has to build something, he'll build something. You know, right? So he says that just the gzera of just kibbe alone is not enough to make it problematic. So Chazal limited to carry it to places which in some way can be perceived as Rishas Rabbim, because then the priest will say, well, he'll just extend that in his mind and allow, he'll actually carry out the real Rishas Rabbim. So to be that, is A, it's smuchim Rishas HaRabim. B, it doesn't have a roof like Rishas HaRabim. It's not Rishas HaRabim. Shemach Yematir Me'el Lohatzel El Lemozen Shalosh Sudas to Kelim HaTzrich. Avol Labayis Acher to another home. She'erev Imoy, where there was an Erev. Yechol HaHetzi Kol Mashi Yirtz. It can take as much, there's no limit, as much food as you want. Because there's no Gzera, he'll carry it from there to Rishas HaRabim. He doesn't perceive that as a Rishas HaRabim. Furthermore, which needs an Eruv. So Mela, it's like an Eruv, so this is like an outside area, which people are sharing. Oh, that sounds like Shazarab already. Right? Aval Chatzah Shaloi, Shenetzich Eruv, it's outside. So it's like Shazarab. It's not Shazarab, it's a private place. It's all his own private property. Some say that these chalukim are not correct, because the gzera is, you might come to put it out, so I don't care where you're taking it to. So that's the machlokes. So the Mishabura.
I'm sorry, in terms of Bais Acher She'erav Imo, if there's an Eruv, then what's the issue?
Because we still said there's an issue of Chatzar Merevis also. There's an issue of only three meals. Three meals was even the Chatzar Merevis.
Gzera.
Right, because you might, if he wants
to. In ordinary circumstances, you could carry it.
Right, but the problem is once we allow him, he's going to get so involved, he'll forget that it's Shabbos and do kibui. So he comes along and says, well, it's only if, or we're afraid that we might take it out to Shazar Rabin, but people don't confuse. People can confuse the Chatzim Arevis with Shazar Rabin. It's a public place, it's a place which is common to certain people, and it's outside. So, that from there to Shazar Rabin is not so far in people's minds. But to another house with a roof on it, it's not Rishas HaRabim, people will not confuse it.
And then there's some, so I'm just trying to understand the Mechaber, that the only one you could carry anything to would be your own Chatzir?
No, this is both the same, this is both about the Chuma talking. The Baal Chuma, in other words, once he says that the Isser is not because of Kibui only, mm-hmm. it has to be a Cheshash of Hitzah, says Hitzah is created by the fact that it's outside and it's a common place. Mm-hmm. So if it's inside or if it's outside but it's not a common place, we're going to be mutter. Mm-hmm. But if I don't accept the premise of the Baal HaTshuva and I say that the kibbe alone is a concern, so then both of these will be problematic. Chav Zayin. Avol Abay Sacher, Ratzel Emet, the Kiv and Shuma Kairo, in Odem Aklal Rishas HaRabim. Well, let's say, Gzer Hashem Yotzi the Rishas HaRabim. Now, so he won't carry it out. Very nice. Sval V'gav, the Gemara, Nizgar Atam, the Shem, and Metech Tiras, that's all you have, the Chab, the Gemara only mentions Kibui. Svil of the day, Rishona, this opinion holds, we come back and look at Zinab, and Rak, Hech, Adik, Chashash, Hitzoh, Gamke. There has to be also Chashash, Hitzoh. Okay. Shenetzir Ha'erev, Ratzalermit, the Shein Bo, the Urim, that if you have a chutzah where nobody else lives there, the same way, nobody argues if in the house itself you want to carry from one room to the other, you're allowed to. So from the house to your personal chutzah is also permitted, according to this opinion. So that's the reason is you might put it out. You can't be otherwise you're going to forget and make mistakes. Okay. So what do we do? You can rely on the need of opinion. So that creates at least a cooler for people. Again, this, if there's any danger to life, we just call the fire department and put the thing out. It's a case where there's clearly no danger to life. You're clearly not, the only issue is just property. So to the person's property, if he has an air, you know, it's fenced in and there's no problem with it. So according to this Belchum, you can carry it out. So I mean, a lot of times those two go together. The people who live out in the houses which are distant enough from each other that there's no chashash of danger to life because it's not going to spread to somebody else's house, those homes, usually there's a fence around the area and they have their own private property. So I think I told you I had the mice with the fellow in Cleveland. I used to give a shir for Balabatim, Halacha and Gemara. For a more, you know, advanced group, whatever. But there was simultaneously there was another group of people who were not from yet. They were learning like Pirkei Avos and stuff like that. So one week the Magid Shir didn't come. So the person in charge sent them over to join my Halacha Shir. So of course I was learning the Hilchos of Leikah B'Shabbos. And one of the Halacha, you know, there's no danger of life. You don't call the fire department. And of course, and there's this fellow looking at me. This fellow owns a home. The guy was quite wealthy. He lived out in one of these fancy suburbs way out there in this gigantic home, far away from the rest of the world, you know. So there's no danger to life, you know. You know, just the heifers in the house, you get them out, you get them out of the house, you know. And he's looking at me like, you know, I'm absolutely crap. I'm not going to call the fire department. My house is going to, you know. And he's just looking at me. Finally, he says, Rabbi, he says, you mean to tell me that if a fire would break out, you wouldn't call the fire department? If there's no danger to life, you know, you're not going to save all your property? He says, you know, I hope I do the right thing. I said, he says, Rabbi, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. Yes, it's a perfect night to have this guy join. You know, like, you know, Maisi's from Baruch Hashem. I went back and asked him what he would do, but
so what about? I mean, if you've got woods around,
but the Maisi, this would be a heter. So woods, I guess, depends what the woods are like. Yes, theoretically, that might be a danger also because it would go from the house to the woods to the next house.
I mean, there are going to be people who are going to come and be risking their lives to put it up. You know, you may not call a fire department, but I mean, eventually they're going to.
If it gets worse, you mean? Yeah. So that's the Ava issue is an interesting question. We'll get to it later on in a little bit. Okay. Sifyud base. Kol kisvei kadosh matzilim ba'idna mipnei adaleka. Now the Gemara has this long arichas beginning of a pair called kisvei about what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, what you're allowed to learn, what you're not allowed to learn. So. We did in the Gemara. There were two limitations which existed. One was that Torah Shebal Peh cannot be written, and any sefer which is written from Torah Shebal Peh is written cannot be learned, and therefore, because it's not supposed to be written, it cannot be learned. There was no halacha of Hatzolah. Number two, the Svarim of Torah Shebiksav which are written had to be written in a way which was kosher. They had to be written on a klaf with the yoy. That was before Chazal were make or mat or anything. So, and any sefer therefore was written, it had to be written Lashon HaKodesh, on a klaf, b'diyot. So, then we got involved in, well, if it's not written Lashon HaKodesh, or it's not written in a klaf, it's not written with do you save it or not? You don't save it. Chazal came along and said, because of the Eis Lassus Lashem Aver Torasecha, they were makel on both of these Yisurim. They were makel on the Yisur of Torah Shabbat. And it was allowed to be written. And therefore nowadays, these are certain which are allowed to be written. You learn from them, and therefore the halacha, you save them. Similarly, Chazal, why? Because Torah Shebal Peh, if it wasn't written, it would be forgotten. Torah Shebal Ksav. So limited only to written in Lashon HaKodesh, people are not so familiar with Lashon HaKodesh anymore, they need other languages to understand it.
to write it only on a cloth from the yod. That was expensive. They didn't necessarily have it available. So Chazal were makel also eslas es l'shem, that they're allowed to write it in other languages and allowed to write it not on a cloth and without the yod. So now again, there's a locha. Now you're allowed to learn them. You're allowed to save them. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is called Kizik Kodesh. Matzilin Ho'idna. Nowadays, we save them in the lake. Any Kizik Kodesh. Karen Behem, you're allowed to learn them. I feel like Sumba Cholosh, even though they're written in other languages. I feel like Sumba Sam and Sikra, even though they're written in different Sam and Sikra. Sikra was like a red paint. Pershman and Sivan in different colors. There was not the Yo. Uba Kol Dover, whatever they're written on. You'll have to save them. That's nowadays. Furthermore, Bechem and Be'er Brochus Shatobu Chachamim. So the Morah says that a person would write Be'er Brochus. A person would write down like the language of the Brochus. To have that, so Morris says that's like even Abba Hashem Hashem. Why? Because if the lake breaks, you know how to save it. You know how to write it. So the Morris says it's considered like but nowadays that we're allowed to write Eis Lashon Hashem, we're allowed to write these things. Therefore, my Be'er Brachos are allowed to be written. Therefore, Mitzvah Samin Ablan the lake become welcome to for you. Save them from the lake or any place where they've been thrown out in a unprotected fashion.
Because they have Shem Hashem.
Because they have Shem Hashem, or because this heter now, Eis Lasos, was makel and permitted now that you're allowed to write Divrei Torah without the dinim of Tanakh. Or, without the dinim of Torah Shebal Peh. Betzim was Torah Shebal Peh. Matei Baruchas was Torah Shebal Peh. All of Siddur Tefillah is Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, the Nusach of Baruchas, the Psukim is Torah Shebal Peh. But so how are you allowed to write it? How are you allowed to have a sitter written? So, Kozman, the Tzchana was in effect. You weren't allowed to have it. The Halacha was in effect. But now that you're allowed to write it, so you're allowed to save it. Pirish Mokam Magulo Behafker. Tervah means a place which is open and unprotected. Can Targum Shekosava Ivri. If a person took words of Targum and translated them into Lashon HaKodesh. These psukim, which were translated from the Aramaic into the Hebrew, or vice versa, they wrote in another language. Now he adds in Shoiso Ambekiim, you're allowed to write the words of Torah in a language that people recognize. Right, there's a heter because people need to learn it. So, if I decided for an interesting project, I would have to do it for my thesis, for my PhD, to translate the Torah into ancient Timbuktuan. You know, there's no such heter. Torah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. I just had to do it because people need it because people didn't understand it. So, I saw Bekiim, but. The last halacha is like this: Chen sefer Torah sheyesh b'lalaket pehe osias mitoch tevis shleimus so sheyesh b'askara mitzilah nosa. The sefer Torah was so worn out that the majority of the letters are not visible anymore, so that itself loses the kedusha. So, at what point in time does it lose its kedusha to the point that you don't save it? If it still has 85 letters,
where'd that never come from?
That's the amount of letters in the Parsha of Vayhi Bi'Nisayo.
Yeah.
And Vayhi Bi'Nisayo, Chazal say, was functioned as like its own little Parsha of Torah, its own Sefer Torah, its own one of the five, it's really seven. Chazal, Amudei Ashiva, Chatzva Amudei Ashiva, there's seven Amudim. The Torah, it's referring to the seven books of Moshe. Mm-hmm. Right? The five.
Is it? And
Bamidbar is divided into three Devorim, three Svarim. But this halacha of Pehe Tevois, Pehe Oisios, is only from Teva Shlemis. If you have 40 complete words throughout different places in the Sefer Torah, which add up to the total of 85 Oisios, you save. But if it's just a letter here and a letter there, not words, then you don't. or if there's one of the one Shem Hashem which is still intact, so then you're matzil it.
This is before they wrote with the kind of ink we do. It was, I think it was the old preparations wore out.
They wear out very quickly. I mean, fairly quickly, yeah. You know, so before we do Mishra, let's do Yud Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer. The Megillus Esther, Hova Ein Bo Haskaros. There's no Shem Hashem in Megillus Esther. Imanik Tzuba Kimishpata. If it's not written properly, Ashur is Al Ha'or Uba Diyo, which means Ksav Ashur is on the cloth properly with the Diyo. Emekadusha Latzila Mibnei Atleika.
Interesting.
There was a question: is does Es Lasis Lashem apply over here when we could? I could say just as easily, it's not just as easily, but you know, within range, we could get that much diyo to write a Megillas Esther. So maybe the Es Lasis Lashem, Hefer Tosefta, wouldn't apply to Megillas Esther.
So what does it have to do with the amount of ink?
In other words, the within the heter of Es Lasis, there's a heter of Torah Shabbat written. There's a heter of Torah Shabbat Ksav written in other Lasharnas. There's a heter of Torah Shabbat written in something other than Dio and other than a cloth, because those were expensive. Uh-huh. And therefore, Klaisa wasn't able to get their swarm because they couldn't afford to do that. So all those went under Es Lasis. So when you're talking about writing a Gantz Chumash, you're talking about writing against Sefer Torah, and you need to get Dafka Diyo in a cloth, it's very expensive. So you know what? You can write it on paper, and you can write it with pencil. Right? Okay, but the Megillas Esther already, there's a difference in price between the cloth for Megillas Esther and the Diyo, and writing it on something else with Sam is not that significant, so maybe the Heter Beis Lasis doesn't apply. That's this Shaila, which Mishra Berurah will deal with. These two opinions over here in the Gimel. Okay, see Mishra Berurah. Sukkot Lamed. Kokiz v'kadosh. Hainu, Tanakh, Gemara v'chol ha'svarim. Torah Shabbat Kedemus, Lahatzel, Torah Shabbat Peh. Lamaisa, there still is a Kedem of Torah Shabbat Ksav over Torah Shabbat Peh. I feel Torah Shabbat Peh, Mushalim o Muskarim Loi. Even I borrowed Torah Shabbat Peh, or I rented it, which I have requested the other person, I still say the Torah Shabbat Ksav first. But the Tzol Tzemes goes first. And within Torah Shabbat B'Ksav, Torah goes before Nevi'im Ksuvim, and Nevi'im Ksuvim will go before a Siddur, etc. Okay, Matzilin Ha'idna. How do you look at Lashon Ha'idna? It says nowadays. What is this nowadays thing? Even though they're written other languages, which is the lettering that we use for the Sefer Torah, ubo lashon hakodesh and lashon hakodesh. Torah shabbat peh and hashasu chol svarim also lithav elikaronos sambal peh. That's medina Torah mitzadadin. If we do otherwise, hein Torah shebiksav shiksava shaloi kedin biksava ever l'shana. You wrote it not with the proper alphabet or the proper language. And because of shabbat peh, you wrote Torah shabbat peh down. And karmem, you're not allowed to read them. Like in mitzilin osamit mishavas neadaleki, you do not save them. Thus the tatum cloud, they're also doing metalto because they're not usable. So therefore you don't save them. But we said nowadays our hearts are smaller. Our understanding and our memories have become limited. There's a lot to be written. It shouldn't be forgotten. It can be written in any ksav, in any lashon, any language, and in any type of alphabet. Shavino Kolo, Mr. Divriya Torah, this way people will be able to know Torah when we're able to give it in the language they understand. Can a Kolba Kiyim Beloshan HaKadosh, and the Ksav HaShuris. Some people call it Mashak Tuxim, Eis Lassus Lashem Evera Torah Secha. You, when it comes to for Hashem's needs, we will override this point of Torah. Okay. The chain current behind Matzilim is something they have to like a Bishab. If you're allowed to learn them, you're allowed to save them. With Swarm Shalon, which is Ksuvim Bilashanim Shalkusim, our Swarm, which are written in not in Lashon HaKadosh, Renim said someone and are found by the Kusim.
Is he using that Kusim very broadly to mean Gentiles in general?
Yes.
I mean, you know, like King James Bible?
Well, let's say even if it was a kosher Bible. Yeshi stopping him to the Geniza. Not clear if there's a loch of Geniza. Why? The only surely it's a Beloshan Acher, Beksav Acher, Elabisham, Esay, Slasil Hashem. Will the Hemimi hit here? So I have a heter to make write a chumash in English. What's the goy's heter to write a chumash in English? He has no heter to write a chumash in English. So therefore, so that's not clear if we would be allowed. We have a loch of for them. If there's any such heter, and if there's any, there's no such heter. So then it doesn't ikaniza. It doesn't have one ikaniza.
Well, then don't we say that they don't? I mean, just like if you had a, something that contains their Bible in addition to, you know, what they call the Old Testament, then that's not, doesn't have Kedusha, even the Chumash part of it doesn't have Kedusha. Wouldn't that be true? Because they don't have the, it's not just that they don't have a heter, but because their kavana is not the same.
Right, so that's a separate issue. He's not even getting involved in that. He's talking about case where Mamash was the Sefer was written properly. Just was the wrong language.
Unusual situation.
Right. I feel like some b'sam, the Mishnah Berura, correct some b'chol lashon. Now we said you could even write the sefer in any lashon, even with sam and sikra. Mishnah Berura is going to say a limitation over here. That's talking. If you write, you take a novin, you write it in English. So I don't care if you print it in red ink. Why some b'tanach b'lashon hakodesh. So, write it with the O already. The Medina Tzarek Lutu Betanach Veloshon HaKadosh with the O. When he did Hotu Shaloshim Shem Eis Laosis Lashem, I'm allowed to do it in English. So, when we're doing it in English, well, who needs the O? When we're doing Loshon HaKadosh already, why Bedavka, not the O? Abba Lashanas with the O. Lo Hotu, the Kala Hasik the O. The O is available.
I thought originally it was very expensive. It was an expense issue.
So the expense issue, he's saying that when I allowed you to write another language, so I said you don't need kalaf, you don't need the yo. But he doesn't say over here you need kalaf. He said, but the yo alone you should be able to get. The yo is not that expensive.
I see.
You should write it with the yo. The chosel linyan rak linyan likris ben. You should learn in it. However, this much we will say that they do have a din of Geniza.
Once they're done.
Once they're done. And he says, this is where it's Parshat. Okay, I'm not sure why it's a Parshat. It's Parshat.
Where does he say it's Parshat?
In the Shar Tzinech of Ches, he says a Parshat. You're allowed to write the Siddur. You're allowed to write the Mabeya Brochus. It's part of Torah Shabbat Peh. L'vorach l'ispah l'bom, sh'meis l'asad l'Hashem, k'meir l'tzorach l'tzilam in the lake. Come to them, g'niza b'chol, sh'lo yu menachem b'magam hefker. You can't just have them lying down in a disrespectful way. And you saw Dusa. Hamer Batero. Rasulam Shahishim and Bailo Atevis, a cheshmish of Pehe Osius, kilo kame. The tails were vad in circle hatsimin at leika filo he tikim le ifri. If you just had these two words and that's all you had, you're not going to save any. You don't have to save. You have to have a total of 85 oisius, and these two words were the final words which add up your 85 oisius, and he did them in ivri, as opposed to in arami, or vice versa. You let it write any lashon mashal oisam b'kiyum boy. Lamed hey, avol im ha'om enam benvinam oisel lashon also the kosher will let siloy. You know, allow us to write it. You know, to save it. So, you know, the goal wasn't. But that's, you know, one of the issues with Mendelssohn's translation. Like, it's clear that his goal wasn't. The other one said he wrote, translated into Hoch Deutsch is High German, which wasn't what the Hamanam spoke. It was more a way to teach people who knew Chumash a way to speak more properly and let them get an entry into society more than the goal was to help them understand Chumash. So it wasn't mutter. The lechutzer rak b'shem esos l'Hashem chana. Remember, the dots are ram b'shem arayvi. The lechutzer lichtav shal loshen likur z'boi kizor kodesh kim b'ksheinu bo kibu loshen kodesh. If a person who is familiar with loshen kodesh doesn't have a heter of other loshenes. If you don't have, if you can't, so then you have a heter. Hey, Osius. So that's right in the game. It's so where the Hamanam is fairly familiar with Hebrew. There's a Chazanish. There's Shem Shabur. He quotes a Chazanish about it, that. He says nowadays that they're printed, this became now, they had to print them because there's people who use them, is there. So once they're allowed to be that, so then I'm allowed to look at it. So if I'm sitting in country X, maybe I shouldn't be doing it, but once it's there, he's saying that's mutter. I'm not sure how that fits with the rabbi.
Oh, at Eretz Yisrael today, you've got a lot of Russians who don't much tell much Hebrew. Some of them aren't even Jewish, but you do have some who are Jewish.
Right, he seems to be. But the Rabbi's point was that if I'm sitting down to write a Sefer and I'm familiar with it, I shouldn't be writing it. So, I mean, because people used to write the Svarim for them to be able to have the Svarim. So I have no right, to write it in another language. Then the Chazin is saying, I have no right to write it, but once I'm allowed to. I, as a publisher, I'm allowed to publish it for those who need it, so that anybody out there can read it. Nobody says somebody reading it. This is somebody writing it.
How could a person making a translation not understand? Maybe I'm misunderstanding. How could the person translating it not understand what he's translating? Or are we talking about the publisher?
No, you could have a situation where I'm taking an English chumash and writing it down for my purpose. I'm copying from an English chumash.
Copying it.
Right? So, I'm allowed to do that according to the rabbi. But if I know Hebrew, I'm allowed to do that.
I see.
Okay. Pehe Oysi Islamid Vov. Shayyade Shir Ze Yeshadayan Alek Sas Kdusha Sefer Torah. Shem Shkain Nimsev Parshas Vahim and Sarah. So, Chapra, one more before the end of Sif. Yud Bez at least. Lamed Zayin Shlemis. Ratzalomer Shanim Kola Sefer. The majority of the sefer has been erased already. There's a letter here. There's a word here. There's a word there. Which combined together to have 85 letters. There's letters here, letters there. No words. Even 85 oisius will not make it. They have the kedusha of atzola. Okay, now because of the rock when you're not solo midaleka, that's talking about solo. Avlin Ganiza,
right.
I mean that's exactly the case. You had a sefer which was shlema now, but it was machuk and it's Ganiza. Pshita Lubinan. Obviously, you need Ganiza.
So you have to. You should have your svar. I mean, I don't think this is no get to us. A few letters remaining, but with our svar, but it would be kedai for them to have marked them beforehand.
Kedai for...
So they would know. I mean, if they hadn't yet put them into Geniza to... So you have to know what you can save.
I mean, okay. I mean,